to welcome the funding for Lifford, for Downing's, for Glenties. But of course, I cannot understand for the life of me why the government have decided to overlook Killybegs, where we had a meeting with the minister, Castlefin, where we had a meeting with the minister, and Ballybofey in order, floodplains. And of course, anyone who knows Castlefin will realise that the CPI building there was underwater on two occasions. And of course, Ballybofey in order, when we think of the schools, the church, the businesses, the housing. And by any analysis, any cost-benefit analysis, I cannot understand how Killybegs, Ballybofey in order, and Castlefin were omitted. This is not good enough, and I, together with my colleagues, will be raising this with the Minister when we return next week and try to establish why they overlooked Donegal, a county which has the highest rainfall, 2.7% of the overall funding. Obviously, this project and these projects, they weren't rural-proofed.
And it is hoped that funding will be announced for Burnfoot in the next month or so. Do you hope this could be the case possibly for Castlefin and other areas as well?
We're being told that, but this was a major announcement today. And why wasn't Burnfoot and the other towns and villages that I mentioned not included? That's always the way. When this government makes an announcement, we'll say, well, we'll be making further announcements. My goodness, I don't know where the money's coming from to do this, but all I'm looking for is that Donegal is prioritised, and we're looking for an immediate statement from the minister that the other projects in Donegal that he visited will be fast-tracked.